Not Just Football with Cam Hayward is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook. You bet, you get with Caesars Rewards. Must be 21 or older.
As a defensive lineman, do you think it's fair?
It's illegal, and then they're never set.
It's legal.
It's legal.
It is illegal. It's illegal. They're never set.
No,
it's if you legal. Watch it, the O-linemen are never set.
He's pissed. He's not happy.
Okay.
You're bad.
I'm triggered. All right, guys, welcome to another episode of Not Just Football with Cam Hayward. I, of course, am number 97, Cam Hayward, with my longtime friend and producer, Hayden Walsh. And sometimes agent, right? They've been calling you that?
I've been agent all week, so it's been a lot of fun being thought of as your agent.
So we were talking about how...
Wait, we got to introduce you first.
Oh, me?
Excuse me.
Sorry, I just jumped right in.
Yeah, come on. I know you do a lot for Omaha, but we have to give you your respect.
Okay.
Miss Mina Kimes.
Hi.
You're from Yale University, right?
I wasn't born there, but I did go to school there, yeah.
You didn't. You weren't born there, but everybody claims they're from
you
Yale.
You clearly did not graduate from there, by the way you just asked.
The Ohio State.
I'm from Nebraska. Did you know that?
Ooh.
That's where I'm actually born, yeah. On Air
How's
Force Base.
That?
quiet, flat. That's why I'm a Nebraska football fan, like kind of lapsed, but okay. That was my OG football fandom.
Wait, so how do you feel about the new hire?
I mean, seems good. I don't know. Nebraska's been, like, on the verge of turning it around now for so long that I'll just kind of wait and see. But, I mean, it's a good hire, obviously. It was a very successful college coach.
Cool. Well, I'm excited you're here.
I'm glad to be here.
Thank you so much for coming on. We got to talk about LeBron first.
Okay.
Breaking the record.
Yes.
Most career points. You had a better experience than us when you got to watch it because you went to the bar to watch it. We didn't get an invite.
Sorry. So you were at the media party when it happened and you just kind of got a text alert?
Okay, guys, we are official now. We are media.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I got it. Yes. We've changed a little bit.
Yeah.
It's new media time. So I feel like we had to, like, you know.
Go there. So did people think at the media party that you were his agent?
Everywhere we walked together, somebody's been like, are you his agent or do you represent him in some way? I'm about to start telling people I do because it's the only way reason anybody talks to me.
So
how much you charge him?
What does Michael charge? So I know what I can start charging people. I'll, at half the price.
If I walked around with you guys, people would probably think I'm your publicist, right?
That's 100%.
Agent,
100%.
Publicist.
Yes.
Or I'm just security.
Or you're security.
No, you're too recognizable.
Yes. You're too recognizable. But Marcus does this. Marcus Spears does it.
Please, Mina doesn't need you around right now.
Or maybe you're his assistant. You might think I'm his assistant.
Yes, you would get the assistant for sure. I just strictly get agent. No one thinks I'm his friend. They just think I'm his agent.
Guys, we got talking about LeBron, and then we ended up talking about I'm the security guard, she's the publicist, and you're the agent.
This is really a conversation about stereotypes in America.
Yes. This is it's a deeper conversation, Cam. It's not just football. We're going deeper.
We are. But what was everybody's thoughts about LeBron breaking the record?
No, I'm just kidding. It was amazing. Come on, obviously everything about it. I mean, I'm a LeBron fan, so
right. Being
from Seattle, I'm a team, so I always kind of just root for players that I like. So, always been a fan of his game, obviously.
It's like Pittsburgh. We don't have a team either,
so
we go to Cleveland. We say that's the only time we go to Cleveland.
Okay.
And we cheer for LeBron when he was there.
Well, Cam and I only follow LeBron. So if LeBron's a Cav, we'll root for the Cavs.
Oh, so you guys are...
Yeah. That's like the one thing we'll agree on. See, he's an Ohio State fan. I'm a Michigan fan. We don't agree there. I like the Steelers. He's obviously a Steeler. But basketball we agree on. But we follow LeBron wherever he goes, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's really how we look at it.
We're part of the posse.
Yeah.
We're LeBron sexuals. That's what they call
I wasn't
right?
going to say it.
I love that term. Every time I see it, it makes me happy. I don't know why. Who first coined that? I don't know, but... It makes no sense. It doesn't even rhyme with anything.
No.
But.
And does LeBron just go up to different people and say, you look like a bronze sexual?
I would hope not. That would seem a tad inappropriate if he was doing that to people.
Yeah, it's a little bit presumptuous.
Yes.
Know, but, yeah.
All right, so is he the GOAT?
Yeah, to me, yeah.
He is?
Yeah. For a litany of reasons.
Okay.
But yeah.
Name them. What are the reasons?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, there's, like, the basketball aspect of it. There's appropriate for podcasts, the off-the-field impact, the business impact. Mm. I would say, personally, like, just rather than getting into statistics and accomplishments and, you know, a debate that's been had a million times on ESPN programming,
right.
I like the way he plays. Maybe it's – I actually love your take on this. I think maybe it's because I'm a football person and he reminds – like, there's, like, that physicality. I mean, obviously, the mental and everything like that, but, like, my favorite play of all time is the block.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's because of the football-ishness of it, but I don't know.
No. I think about it all the time.
And I think the defense, everything he does, it just does it kind of like a football player. You're right. He doesn't have like one great move necessarily, right? He just runs through everybody. So, I mean, I could see the football aspect of him.
He's got one move, but it might be the most basic move. Yeah. It's the step back, and then he flips the ball, and it's like, okay, like, why is anybody blocking this? But when you watch LeBron, I feel like, you know, we were all caught up in the moment. We all grew up with LeBron, and I think we get caught up in that. But I don't know if any other player could go through what he went through. Social media-wise, like, you know, being crowned the champion before you were even crowned
the
champion.
And then delivering on literally everything is, like, unbelievable.
The expectations, I think, are really something that's never really talked about. At 18, 17 years old, to be on the cover of Sports Illustrated and to really follow through on everything that was projected of you was pretty impressive.
Did you guys see AD?
I saw the video.
Yeah.
For those who haven't seen it, LeBron makes a shot. AD kind of just doesn't seem very enthused. I and you know this, being someone who in a split moment a video can be taken out of. I always am a little bit wary of like a video like that because you never, you know, you're looking at the back
of
them.
You don't know the context.
You know, so many things can be happening, so I like to reserve judgment.
Yeah, and he was, I did see he was saying, I love you, LeBron, and like, I appreciate it. I guess when you're around greatness all the time, you just get used to it.
Yeah.
No, dude.
Right,
fans,
hey, you get used
fans,
to that?
I'm telling you right now, he was pissed. He's angry about something. He wants out, traded by tomorrow. Put it on ESPN
Maybe
right now.
Maybe he had a tummy ache, you know? Yeah.
He's still mad about
tummy.
Kyrie.
Little achy tummy.
He had achy tummy.
Yeah, achy tummy. I'd be sitting down too.
Kyrie's on the mind.
Mina, I want to know, how would you compare LeBron James and Tom Brady's career? Both have played for an extremely long time. Which career is more impressive?
Oh, God. I think what Brady accomplished is harder to do.
Ooh.
Because it's in football. And this is, I think, when we talk about Patrick Mahomes and what the Super Bowl means to him, I think he's the most talented quarterback I've ever seen. But it's so hard to get here. So many things have to happen to get here, and then you have to win, and it's so difficult. You know, the fact that Brady, the longevity in that, and in football in particular, the fact that he accomplished what he did, I don't think it'll ever be matched. I could see a world in which a basketball player matches some of LeBron's accomplishments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Plus a single elimination, like single game elimination.
Essentially,
you can't,
yeah,
you can't NHL, do that in basketball.
Yes.
And it's way harder. You need more people to accomplish what you
want
to accomplish.
It's hard. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to go probably Brady's probably more impressive as well, but it's close.
That's a
it's
Michigan
close.
Guy.
It's close.
Michigan guy.
All right. I want to play a game with you two.
All right.
I want you guys to put on your defensive and offensive coordinator hats. Mina, you're going to play offensive coordinator.
Okay.
Cam, you're going to play defensive coordinator.
Great.
Cam,
I got this.
As the Eagles defense,
yes,
how would you attack Mina's Kansas City Chiefs offense with a hobbled Patrick Mahomes?
Oh.
Possibly hobbled.
Well,
possibly.
We don't know how hobbled he is.
I don't know how you come back from a high ankle so fast, but I think.
Are you wait? Are you claiming that he didn't have a high ankle sprain?
I don't know.
Don't think it was as serious as they said.
I don't know if it's as serious. You know how quarterbacks get. One thing happens, just my world's ending.
He looked pretty bad hurt when he rolled to his left and planted last
year.
Yeah,
but you never know. Like,
yeah, I know.
You know, we saw Paul Pierce.
There's gradations. there's levels to these injuries.
Yes, yes. Paul Pierce acted like he was dying on the floor.
Such a defensive tackle thing.
And I know. Yeah. He's not bitter about roughing the passer calls and hitting quarterbacks or anything.
Yeah, we can talk about
what
that
later. What are you going to do, Gannon?
Yeah, let's hear
okay.
it.
Okay. So
Cam Gannon.
I'm not blitzing.
No.
But I'm letting that pass rush get after you.
Okay.
You know, I know you got Javon Hargrave, Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham, Hassan Reddick. And I just think if we get one-on-ones, you're in trouble. There's more than enough guys, and we can play man behind. I don't think we really need to play a lot of zone. You got Darius Slay. And I just think we're a more complete team on defense than you are on offense.
I agree with a lot of that, but Golden and I were just talking about, I would absolutely play more man in this game, especially since we've seen defenses in general that have had success stopping Travis Kelce, which is, of course, success, right?
Yeah.
Do tend to play more man. You saw that in the Chiefs or the Bengals game, pardon me, cover one, double Kelce, and you trust, if you're the Eagles, that your corners, who are excellent, can hold up against what is a pretty relatively weak Chiefs passing group. Now, the challenge with man, and you know this, you turn your back on Patrick Mahomes, and he unleashes the most infuriating 11-yard run.
Yeah.
It's like he's tiptoeing, he's not even fast, but all of a sudden he has the first down. It's so freaking annoying.
It's annoying because he already has, like, a 9-yard, like step back.
Yes.
It's never just like 5 yards step back. It's like he's getting out of the pocket already.
Yeah.
And then he's finding the ankle and you're like, bro,
what?
We were in third and long, and now you just got 11 yards.
How difficult is that, though, as a pass rusher, knowing he takes a deeper step back or drop back than most quarterbacks?
You want to make him step up in the middle. Okay. You don't want him to get to the edge. If you get him to the edge, that's his bread and butter. But if you can get him in the middle, you can really start to have some.
So that cuts to what I think is very important. The Chiefs' offensive line is not as championed as they're not as flashy as the Eagles' offensive line, where we look at Jason Kelce, we're like, that's a weapon. Like, whoa, they're doing stuff we've never seen before. But they're still good, and they're particularly good on that interior. And to your point, like the Eagle, Patrick Mahomes loves to step up. I think Javon Hargrave, I'm not kissing up to you, is so important in this game for that reason.
My guy.
Which is, I'm like, interior defensive line play. But I'm telling you, against the Chiefs in particular, that offensive line is very, very good. Mahomes is going to try to step up. And if you lose, that's an explosive right there.
Spoiler alert, you're not going to win every bet you place. But with Caesars Sportsbook, win or lose, every bet gives you reward credits and tier credits, which you can exchange for the best perks in the game. Hotel stays, VIP experiences, sports and concert tickets, and more. Download the Caesars Sportsbook app and start earning with Caesars Rewards.
If you have a gambling problem, in Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, Wyoming, Kansas, affiliated with Kansas Crossing Casino, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Licensed to Horseshoe, Bossier, City, and Harris, New Orleans. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, affiliated with Harris, Philadelphia. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, which is 1-800-426-2537. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. New York, call 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY 467-369.
Are you concerned about the Chiefs' offensive line holding up against the Eagles' defensive line with 70 sacks this year?
I'm the Chiefs' offensive coordinator. Yeah, yeah. I'm reading Bieniemy. I'm calling a million screens.
Well, oh, God. Mita told
why would you call a million screens?
Mita,
just watch
screens?
Them?
How many
because
screens
they're
have
so
you watched?
Good at it, dude. Like, when you guys play the Chiefs last?
Playoffs last year.
How infuriating is their screen game? I want you to speak to that from your point of view, why it's so goddamn annoying as a defensive player.
Because, like I was alluding to, the quarterback usually in screens, they drop back a little bit more in their screens. You can't get comfortable because Mahomes does that so much. It's like the same read.
Yes.
And so he does it over and over and then lulls you to sleep. Doop.
Doop. Doop.
And then the offensive lineman, they hit you in the back real fast.
Yes.
And you're like, oh, shoot, they're out.
And guys like him can be right in Mahomes' face and it'll go. Broom.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's so good waiting till the last second. His timing is impeccable. The unique arm talent makes it hard. And then they're really good at executing them. And they have the best screen game designer, I think, in like the history of the freaking modern NFL. Mm. So I'm calling a bunch of screens. I'm going very RPO heavy as well. And if the Eagles seed run, which I think they will, you got to run the ball.
Yeah.
It's
Pacheco time.
Pacheco time.
I can't believe you told us you watched every screen from the Chiefs this year, right?
Not every. I was just watching all the successful ones to try to see what they did, yeah.
Okay,
which is
all
a
right.
lot, by the way.
Let's flip it now.
Right.
Okay. Eagles OC, Chiefs DC. Mina, you go first. How are you going to attack the Chiefs the defense?
Okay, well, I have a lot of matchup advantages on my side of the ball. My wide receivers are better than their – they have rookie cornerbacks who I think are playing very well, but they just simply cannot match up with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. I'm a little bit – I want to see how my quarterback looks throwing the ball. He's not coming off of his best passing performance. But if the Chiefs play man coverage, they play cover one, I'm testing them down the sidelines. It's been our bread and butter all year. And then I'm killing them with our basic concepts, our RPO. I don't think the Chiefs can stop our RPO game. We just saw them freaking the Niners couldn't stop it.
Yeah.
So I feel pretty good.
Oh.
You got the hardest job, yeah. I think, of all.
I have the hardest job. I like it that way. But, you know, I think starts up front. You got to have Chris Jones. You got to have Frank Clark getting off. That's the only way we win this game. We got to blitz a lot. We cannot sit back and let Jalen Hurts.
Zone blitz, though.
Yeah, zone blitz. We got to mix it up. It can't just be one thing, though. Can't be one thing. I think another thing we got to realize is that when Jalen Hurts is in the red zone, he's running the ball.
Mm-hmm.
He is running the ball. He's had so much success all year long in that red zone area of just running it. And, I don't, you know, they have the RPO game off of it, but it is designed for him to get home. It's not for anybody else. And if we do that, we'll give ourselves a chance. That's all we can do right now.
How do you get – so Chris Jones is obviously the most dominant player on this team.
Mm-hmm.
How do you, as a coordinator, get him opportunities, keep them from doubling him?
So I'm thinking you got to go five down.
Yeah.
You got to make sure I can guarantee a one-on-one every single time.
So you maybe walk up a linebacker.
Walk up a linebacker or, you know – I give them different exotic fronts they haven't seen.
Yeah.
That's the best thing you could do because they haven't planned for it. If they plan for it, they have something to stop it. Oh. You know, I think when you look at it, every team comes with a little wrinkle in the Super Bowl. The defense needs a lot of wrinkles going forward. So we'll see what happens, but you got to make sure he gets one-on-ones. And then Frank Clark's going to, you know, he's done it time and time of just hitting home and getting after Jalen Hurts.
So I'm getting the vibe you're leaning Eagles.
I have gone back and forth on this like a million times.
Yeah.
I actually have right now, I'm kind of landing on the Chiefs. I think this is going to be a high scoring game.
Oh.
And if it's close and high scoring in the fourth quarter, I'm going Patrick Mahomes. So.
It's whoever has the ball last.
Really? So you both think it's going to be high scoring?
Dude.
And I think, no, I think the Eagles will win because I like their running game more. And they can control the time of possession and everything. That's very important in this game. Not like, the Super Bowl is way different from any other game because there's a big lull in the middle of this game.
Yeah.
And so you look at, you know, in college you have more time and halftime.
Mm-hmm.
In NFL, it's very quick. But then once you go to a Super Bowl, it's like, oh, man, this is another quarter where we're just hanging out. So in this game, it's going to come out to the third quarter, who controls the ball. And then if Eagles do that, they're going to have a lot of success going forward.
Well, I'm just confused. I thought y'all don't make adjustments at halftime. Our boss, Peyton Manning, said no adjustments are made at halftime. Is that true?
That's for our boss. That dude knows everything.
Every team has a different script.
On the script.
Oh, we talked about this. Yeah.
She's on the
Cam
script.
Cam was so mad when he got his script and saw they're not making the playoffs this year.
Yeah.
Trust me. He was not happy about
call
it.
Call your agent. Ask
how was that script from TCU?
Oh, college football's not scripted. College football's not. I'm a Michigan fan.
Can I hijack this and ask you a question?
Absolutely.
I've been dying.
You've already hijacked this.
Yeah, I know.
You don't need to ask if you can ask questions.
Love that. Okay. No, I've been dying to ask you this, and I haven't gotten
around
to
it. It's not like you don't have my number.
I know, but I want to ask in a public forum.
All right.
Okay, so one of the reasons I do like the Eagles is their aggression on fourth down, and the sneak is basically unstoppable.
Right.
Do you think it should be illegal, what they do on the sneak? So, for those who don't know, with the two guys getting behind Jalen Hurts and pushing him two cheeks, as a defensive lineman, do you think it's fair?
It's illegal, and then they're
It's legal. It's legal.
It's legal.
It's illegal. It's illegal.
No,
they're never set.
No, it's
if you
legal.
Watch it, the O-linemen are never set on these.
He's pissed. He's not happy.
Okay.
You're bad.
Oh,
you're
wow.
Bad.
I'm triggered.
Do you think the rules should be changed, though?
Yes, it should be changed. And there's never a given time. They hurry up to the ball. No one's ever set.
So
they're rolling forward. I have this on tape. We can watch it. We can find some tape on this. I'm always pissed off in these fourth downs because, no, it's always skewed to the offense.
I'm just confused why they switched the rule. It used to be a penalty to push your guy forward.
Especially, nobody really noticed until the Eagles were like, oh, this is unstoppable.
Yeah.
We have a quarterback who can bench, like, a lineman, and we have, like, what I think is going to happen in the Super Bowl is they're going to hit them with what the Jags did, you remember, in the playoffs, in the wild card game to the Chargers, where they lined up like they were going to do it, and I forgot who came. It was ETN who carried the ball.
Yes,
dude,
yeah.
If I'm the Chiefs, I am waiting for that to happen in this game because they sneak so much and they do it so well.
What's the trick play that's going to happen in the Super Bowl if you've got the script?
I can't reveal the script.
No,
I don't wanna
reveal
spoil
the script.
It.
ESPN wants to know.
Well, it's going to be the Chiefs if anyone does a trick play.
The Chiefs are going to do it? You're not going to go with the Eagles?
The Chiefs love shenanigans more than any team I've ever seen.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that crap. Like the little ring around the rosy
go
crap.
Go into it. Yeah, what do you like it? Do you hate it?
No, it's stupid. It does nothing.
He's so surly.
Don't get him talking offense.
Are
Jeez.
We talking – did you just call me surly?
You're
being surly.
You're running a little hot. You had black coffee before the episode today. You're a little amped up.
I got
you said bring it.
I got him amped up with this. I knew that sneak thing would get him
really
going.
It really bothered him. It does.
Yeah, that's
I can't
why
wait
I
to get to our not just football questions. I'm really going to flip the script.
Go wherever you want. It's your show.
We will.
We'll
get there.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Wait, do you want to do the Super Bowl picks real quick?
Oh, we just did it. She's leaning Eagles. She's leaning Chiefs, and you're leaning – who are you leaning?
Sound like Eagles.
So you guys are against each other. Give me scores, though. We need score predictions.
High. 28-27.
So you take the over?
Yes.
Caesar Sportsbook
it's 51,
over?
Right?
Is it? I don't know what it is, actually.
I'm going over. 28-27 is my score.
Okay, wow.
Oh, I'm going to go 21-14.
What?
21-14.
No
yeah.
chance.
Stop
yes.
stop living up yes. to the stereotype Dude. Of your position. You know that's not
that's
happening.
How we get it done.
You know this is not going to be a 21-14
no chance.
Game.
In the first quarter, maybe. Not.
Relax.
No
relax.
Way.
Just watch. Just watch
no,
the game.
No, they're going to score gonna points.
Like, oh, Cam was right.
There's not going to be a single line player who doesn't pick the Eagles to win because y'all are so biased because of your position. You're
y'all
like, oh, they're
so,
better in the trenches.
So yeah. Because yeah, we know real football.
Because
the line knows it. We get it done.
This is the greatest quarterback.
Yeah. It's the quarterback, man. It is. This is the best one we've ever seen.
That's why this is such a good game. It's the best team against the best quarterback. Like, mm-hmm. it's amazing.
Yeah.
That's why we're having trouble
I'm
picking
so
it.
I'm so mad at you guys. Trenches matter. Let's just.
Oh, the trenches matter, but the quarterback can offset that and trump that at some point.
And the
where
Chiefs are actually decent in the trenches. They're not. This isn't like the Bucs Super Bowl where they're rolling out that offensive line. The Chiefs lost to that Bucs, and they were like, never again. We're going to pay Joe Tooney $1 million. We're going to throw everything we can to protecting Mahomes. It's not the same.
No comment.
So you're only
I'll say that.
Mina's, you're only leaning Eagles because the defensive line. You are.
Okay.
You're showing your bias here.
Let's get to these not just football questions.
Go to them. Let's see them.
Mina's got a lot of things to do. She's a busy girl.
I do all have right. some things to get to.
Build your perfect player. Speed, strength, football IQ, TD celebration, trash-talking ability, and competitiveness. Let's go Jeez. Speed first.
Go ahead, Mina. Good luck.
Okay. Out of all players in the NFL.
All players.
I mean, I guess Tyreek Hill is the fastest player in the NFL.
Okay. Strength.
Who's the strongest player? He's going to take this one personally.
Listen, if you didn't pick up on what he's looking at you like,
okay.
he's getting the biceps
I'll,
out
I'll go
stuff.
Cam Hayward.
Oh, thanks.
Definitely not Aaron Donald.
Wow,
yeah,
that wasn't
if she does
scripted.
Aaron Donald's podcast later, it'll be Aaron Donald.
Oh,
so
yeah, it
so
will
know,
be.
Yeah, just so you know, yeah.
Or it might be Lenny.
I think you'll always have Aaron Donald beat when it comes to podcasting.
Oh, thanks.
And
there you go.
Speaking.
Oh, I appreciate
he's a,
it.
He's a man of very few words. This man has a lot of words.
Yes. Well, don't get him
Football
started.
Football IQ.
Oh, man. I guess Tom Brady retired.
I was
going to
say current players because Brady's technically retired now, so you can't
You
use
could
him.
Go your favorite, Aaron Rodgers.
I think, like, mentally, I better not be Rodgers.
Are you gonna do the isolation with him?
Okay. Somebody pointed out to me that when he talked about that, he only says four nights of darkness. And they were like, what if he's just only doing it at night
yeah.
and he's like messing with us?
I noticed that too.
This is a man who we know chooses his words carefully.
Right. Very true.
I'll have four straight nights of
yeah,
darkness
right.
too. Like
it started at 8 p.m.
I started
sure.
last night. I had my room was dark.
He's got
needs
immunity.
A follow up.
He's
is
got
this
immunity.
24 hours.
Yeah.
Immunity. Yes. That's I have some questions about the darkness retreat.
All right. You still didn't answer our
IQ,
question.
IQ, also Cam Hayward.
I like that.
You know.
The brains and the bronze.
She's just going to use you, okay?
Trying to
yeah.
turn this.
TD laser. Celebration. Or TD Selly.
Trying to think of a really good one I saw this year. There weren't that many good ones this mm-hmm. year, to be honest.
You're not like, a Justin Jefferson?
I guess he's the most famous right now for his.
Have you?
Game.
Do you have
or
a gritty
Juju
video?
Or
you?
I have resisted. You don't even know how many situations I've been in where everyone's like, "That's gritty," and I just back out of a TikTok.
I was gonna say, are you doing the robot right there? What was that?
That's me backing to get out of a social video where it'd be gritty. Yeah.
Do you like to dance?
That's I don't like to dance.
We're going to make you dance.
I don't
right
dance.
Here.
It's one thing I will not do. I'll put a pineapple on my head like Cousin Sal asked.
I saw you walking with that. Very impressive.
Thank
nice
you.
Job.
I appreciate it.
All right. Trash-talking ability.
C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
Wow.
He's such
more than Jalen Ramsey?
C.J. Gardner-Johnson has been punched three times because
She's
of
right.
his trash-talking.
She's right.
So hasn't Jalen been punched a lot, too?
No.
The moment where I knew Jalen Ramsey was elite trash-talker was when A.J. Brown, you remember, or A.J. Green, pardon
yes.
me. Because that dude is...
A.J. doesn't talk.
Doesn't talk.
Word. Doesn't say a word.
You see Jalen's mouth guard dangling, and you know he's... And all of a sudden...
yeah, just chokes him.
I'm like, what was he saying?
Anytime you get A.J. Green
what
to choke you...
What was
yeah.
he saying
yeah. yes.
to A.J. Green that made him flip out?
Okay,
he's
so
up there.
C.J. Gardner Johnson, right?
Yeah, he's up. He's the lead.
All right, competitiveness.
Oh, this was always the Brady thing. Who's like a competitive monster?
Ooh.
That's such a tough thing to measure, though. You guys are all here. You're all competitive. Like,
There's more competitive people in this world.
I mean, yeah, but it's hard for her to measure that.
You tell me this.
Yeah,
one.
Who do you
who
think
is
it
the
is?
Most competitive
no,
guy,
I'm
you know?
Asking the questions. This is not the Mina Kimes show, okay?
Who looks like the maddest when they? It's really like that's why we always think about Brady because he like loses yeah. his shit when he.
Yeah,
lose.
He screams at teammates and stuff like that.
So that makes you competitive?
Well, it just means he wants to win.
He seems the way we understand competitiveness is when a player looks really upset.
Mm-hmm.
Oh well, then I'm the most competitive.
You are pretty competitive.
Yes.
You do
yeah.
look upset.
You're just angry.
Yeah, you were really angry when you got the personal foul against the Ravens, and you and Minka had gotten to a fight on the sideline when you cost your team 4 points.
Glad it didn't cost him the win. All right. Last question right here. What's your go-to karaoke song?
Oh, God.
Ooh, a little stumped here.
Staying Alive, the Wyclef version. Yeah, I do that sometimes.
Can you bust out a couple bars?
100% no.
No, don't.
No, no. You said you can't dance, but you can sing. Can you're a triple threat, right?
I don't sing or dance.
She just watches screens. Chiefs screens, okay?
I can answer more questions about those. I can talk screens.
Gosh.
I still can't believe she came over. She's like, yeah, I've been watching Chiefs screens all week.
Yeah.
I genuinely think that is one of the most important things of this Super Bowl is their screen game. Do you not disagree? Because of how good the Eagles' pass rush is.
You said, do you not disagree?
Or do you disagree? Sorry. Do you not agree? Because of how good the Eagles' pass rush is, don't you think that's going to be like so
important? It's very
important.
Yeah. It is very important.
Thank you, Cam.
Well, there you
yes.
go.
Yes. Well, give me a special talent since you don't want to sing or dance.
Like that I have to do something now?
Yeah.
I mean, I do art, but I can't do that on the spot. I know
sketch.
The capitals
you good
of a lot of
sketch.
Countries.
You know the capitals of a lot of countries.
All the countries?
A lot
all
of
the countries?
A lot of countries. I don't know. A lot. I used to do geography bees as a kid.
You used to do what?
It's a geography bee. It's like a spelling
she's
bee, but for us, geography.
Oh,
wow. She's a
you answer questions about geography.
You're so cool.
Thank you. I'm cool. I'm very cool.
I wish I was like you.
I know. You wish you asking me where the cool parties were later.
Yeah, I'm going
well, yeah,
to media
we like
parties.
Losers.
She's telling me I'm a dork.
Yeah, we
perfect.
Feel like losers. We went to the media party and she made fun of us.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't know. It's our
I
first time.
I was
going
to meet Mina Kimes there.
I
but
mean,
she's too busy going to bars to see Los Angeles Lakers.
I saw you last week.
Oh,
did
you gotta
really?
Take me in doses.
Yeah, I was at the Pro Bowl.
Oh,
at the Pro
okay,
Bowl.
Okay, okay,
yeah.
okay. Okay. One yeah, last thing. How's Lenny doing? Invited.
Thank you for asking.
Yeah, how's Lenny
a little
doing?
Bum not to be here. Like, mm-hmm. you're kind of the equivalent of Lenny on my podcast.
Yes,
so he's
yeah,
a little
yeah.
bit insulted that he wasn't invited.
I had a spot right here for him. Or even this spot right here, wherever. I
mean, Hayden's more of a cat person.
No, that's not true. I have a cat and a dog. Let's not get into this. We don't have time to get into this. People I like them both.
I know, you got to go, but.
Very defensive about that.
I know, cat yeah. cat people are weird.
No.
Dude, Justin Herbert, I did a story on him
Wait,
2 years
no.
ago.
No. He's a cat person?
He has a cat, and he tried to hide the fact that he had a cat from me.
Why?
So I found out he had a cat. So I did a story on him. He's very private. He's very quiet. Your favorite quarterback to sack. And someone told me he had a cat. So I asked him. He's like, I don't have a cat. Literally talked to like 10 other people. They're like talking about his cat. So I came back, and I'm like, you definitely have a cat. Why'd you lie? And he's like, I don't know. I just didn't want you to know I had a cat.
Wow.
Listen. I said it yesterday. Dogs just have a better PR guy. That's all it is. People hate on cats so much. Cats
so
are, you can leave a cat home by yourself and it'll
cats
be fine.
Cats are weird.
Cat people are so sensitive.
Yeah, they're very sensitive. They're very triggered.
I have both, all right?
All right, well, that's our show, Not Just Football. Mia, thank you so much for coming on today.
Thanks for having me.
We'll have to talk more about the dog and cats because
anytime.
It's a whole thing. But thank you so much for coming on. We'll see you around.
Amazing. Bye, guys.
Thanks, Mina. Appreciate it.